You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Once again, we are with Mike Eifley. He is the CEO of Single Feed, a company that provides software that simplifies the complexities of comparison shopping engines so that online retailers can easily and cost-effectively sell more online. Mr. Eifley, welcome back to E-Commerce Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. Now, what is Single Feed and how does it help online merchants?
So Single Feed provides a service that takes a single data set of all of the available products you have on your store, and then we take this data set and our trained team will actually do categorization across multiple comparison shopping, affiliate, and other sites to enable your products to be found when consumers visit those sites. We also provide a dashboard of actionable analytics that really enable merchants to set rules about which products go to which of these engines and then help merchants get the most value for their advertising dollar on those engines.
Beautiful. So can you provide any examples of how Single Feed has helped customers succeed?
Absolutely. So I think we've actually seen a lot of our power come to the front as we've seen Google move to the pay-to-play or the Google Shopping transition. With all of the automation that we enable, we see merchants having the ability to select which products that they want to be available in those engines and in Google rather than just wholesale pulling them all down in a bit of a panic as it moves to a paid model. And I think that's definitely helped. We've also seen where Google has started to exclude some certain types of products, and those same automated rules enable product by product selection or category by category selection of inclusion through that automated rules engine as well. One example, of course, is that they've banned tobacco products, and we have one company that we support that does tobacco products as well as related accessories. The accessories are still okay, but we've suppressed all of the tobacco products through the automated rules engine.
Interesting. So should small to medium businesses have stores on Google Shopping, and how will Google's pay-for-play format affect small to medium businesses this fall?
It's going to be a big impact, certainly, as this has been the biggest source of essentially free traffic to stores that's been available to them for 10 years plus. And I think what we've seen is some merchants have decided to completely withdraw from Google Shopping, and we see that as a pretty big mistake. It's still one of the top four or five shopping destinations, and it's also likely that with this paid model, they will have an economic incentive to increase the exposure of products within the Google.com web search as well, which means there's going to be traffic here for stores. And this audience will have, we see also, a high ability and willingness to spend. It'll likely now go to a smaller number of merchants, so any merchant looking to preserve or gain share should absolutely continue to look at how to promote their products to this powerful buying audience.
Today we are joined by Mike Eifley. He is the CEO of Single Feed, a company that provides software that simplifies the complexities of comparison shopping engines so that online retailers can easily and cost-effectively sell more online here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Eifley, what tips would you provide to online merchants who are using Google Shopping?
I think the first step is obviously to continue to experiment with which products are working best for you. And the first thing that you need to ensure as an online merchant is that you have the analytics that are capable of giving you an understanding of what products are working in that engine, what your pricing is doing as you relate to that engine, and really understand how your products are performing there. I think from that point forward, you can start to apply a lot of automated rules engines about having specific targets for margin or sales related to each product. And then the other big piece is once you have, of course, acquired a customer through this channel, now that it isn't a free customer, it's essentially some sale that you've had to pay some amount for, nurturing that customer to its fullest potential, engaging that customer for repeat sales is really going to be key to having that marketing spend pay back in a bigger way than I think the expectation was for merchants when it was just a free sale on a free submission.
How does a merchant manage items that are not selling but costing money via pay for play?
it's definitely a new challenge on Google, and it's been a challenge for merchants for a long time on the various paid engines that compete with Google Shopping in that way. And I think once a merchant has a fairly clear indication that it's not meeting its threshold of profitability for that particular channel, it should be excluded from it and then put in a bit of a workflow that looks at it and understands, well, why is this product not working? In certain cases, there's a pricing problem where you're not competitive, or pricing needs to be a bit higher even if you're too competitive. Or it could be that it's just not meant for that channel and that buying audience, and there may be a better alternative with a channel like an Amazon or an eBay, where there's a very predictable cost of sale per individual transaction. And I think that if none of these sort of work, there are other things that a merchant can do with excess inventory. They can be a special social promotion that is one time and can blow out a lot of inventory, or they can, in some cases, add content to improve conversions on their pages, and of course always looking at their store system itself and ensuring that it's a convenient buying experience and you aren't losing sales that you're due for some technical reason or for some usability reason. All those are things to look at when a channel doesn't appear to be looking positive for you.
Good advice. Now, in conclusion, is there anything else that our listeners should know about single feed?
I think the biggest piece for single feed is that it affects, or it works through a broad number of channels, and it's a really nice place. So we do a lot of the work for you. You come in with your store feed. We can actually help you get that from a current Google product search feed or any other number of formats. And we'll take that data, do a lot of the help and categorize for you. We can help consult with you on the various shopping engines and which ones might be best for you, and really be a great partner in that discussion. And it's a fabulous tool set, but I think we are also very well known for the experts that we have that can help do not just categorization, but some advice and counsel on how to perform best on these engines.
Excellent. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about single feed.
Sure. Single feed can be found online at singlefeed.com, just as it sounds, singlefeed.com.
Very easy. Now, he is Michael Eifley, the CEO of Single Feed, a company that provides software that simplifies the complexities of comparison shopping engines so that online retailers can easily and cost-effectively sell more online. And the website of reference, once again, just as it sounds, singlefeed.com. Mr. Eifley, thanks so much for joining us again here on E-Commerce Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.